Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Look, I don't mean to be dramatic. This might be one of the worst days in the history of the Thought Shower.
These oddball thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And Sauce.
Hello, friends. Intern John is my name. Sauce out today. We'll get to that in a second. Well, it's not like a big secret. I'm up early on this fine Saturday because your boy has a dentist appointment, and I am not excited for it because I haven't been to the dentist since before the pandemic because I don't know if dentists were open during. I don't think so, right? Or at least like not until recently. But my dentist is like, she's a very nice lady. But if you live in Maryland or Virginia or the D.C. Area, where her office is, it's like it would be maybe 15 minutes from my house if there was another bridge between Maryland and Virginia. But since there is not, it is about 45 minutes away. But she is so lovely and so nice that it is worth it. But like I can go to the dentist this past year because of like the pandemic and like that of all places to go, that seemed like the easiest place to go and get sick because like, you know, your mouth being open. Unless I wear a mask the whole time. Could you imagine? If I was like, listen, doc, I'm gonna wear a mask the entire time because I care about safety and that's why I'm here. So I don't know. With a dentist, it's like I always feel like I need to go to confession afterwards because I'm going to lie. When, like, how often do you floss? I once an hour. Like, I floss once an hour to and fro as the blood gushes out of my gums. How often do you drink soda? Never. Nope. How often do you wear your retainer? Mostly every night. I don't wear it on nights where I've had alcohol where I think I could A, either take it out drunkenly or B, I'm going to need to wake up and, like, chug Gatorade. Because I feel like that'd be worse for my teeth to have it on while I'm chugging Gatorade. So that's a big stitch today. So Sauce asked why I didn't make it during the week because I made it. It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday is when the appointment is. I didn't make it during the week because again it's far away. And in case like I've only had like maybe one cavity my entire life. If for some godforsaken reason I have to get like 30 cavity fillings, I ain't want to have to talk the next day. Now on the flip side, where's Sauce today? If you missed, Sauce had the audition, I guess, casting process for a dating show, which is very dope. But Sauce had her vaccine shot on Friday. She got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and she wasn't feeling too hot afterwards. I guess she had to drive like an hour and a half to get there. She got the shot. And then she just was feeling very tired afterwards. And the last thing she had texted me was, she's heard day two of Johnson & Johnson shot is the worst day. So I'm being a good friend. I'm like, why not? She can just rest because I know I get shot number two for Moderna on Tuesday. And I know that I felt okay day one. Day two is where my arm was really, really numb. And also like, that's when it just felt like something was draining power out of me. Like that's how it felt. I'm a little bit nervous about my second shot, mainly because unless I missed it, I don't have an appointment. But also when I got the first shot, like a month ago, or maybe it's 3 weeks ago, regardless, they gave me the vaccination card and the nurse lady said, here's your next date. Come back on this date at the same time. I'm 98.999% positive. That's what she said. So now the question is, okay, do I just show up? Do I wait for an email? Because I feel like calling the group would be like a long process. It'd be like, hey, my card says, now I'm not a fan of making myself look stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I call him, like, hey, I'm supposed to get my second dose, and the card says I come in on on the 13th. I want to make sure that's correct. And they'll be like, yeah, that's, is that what it says in your card? So I'll be like, yeah, that's what it says in the card. Yeah, that'd be correct then. Okay. I've heard the second dose of Moderna is the worst dose. You know, I think after the first shot, I've said this a couple times, it felt like the arm was numb, but I was driving back from the shot and it was like, oh my, am I tired because I'm tired? Am I tired because I'm like, this is the effects. And then I think like the next day, when I got back from the station, like I laid down at like noon and just slept till 4. Like didn't put an alarm on and just slept because it was like, it was draining. And Dr. Oz, personal friend of mine, he said basically like the arm pain is what I would feel across my whole body if I actually had COVID. So that's how I knew, I guess, that I, because I had thought that maybe I had it before, because hockey season, the 2019-20 season, the kids were just out, like all December, it was like pneumonia. It was like the worst case pneumonia anybody had ever seen, to the point where at the end of the season, the parents had asked if the kids could use their own water bottles. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, that's fine with me. So I thought like, you know, as we got into summer, I was like, oh, maybe that was like COVID. And then maybe that's why, like, I don't remember, I think I was sick. I know I had to go to the hospital in, yeah, 20. It's funny because I had posted a throwback photo of this recently where I had to wear a mask at the hospital. And that was like 2 years ago. But like, I don't remember being, like, the pain I felt my arm, I don't remember having that last year, I don't think. Because if I did, God knows I would bitch about it all the time. Listen, you think I bitched about a cold? If my whole body was sore, if my whole body had a headache, that would be the absolute worst. So, again, Sauce will be back on Monday. Now, here's the thing about Wednesday's podcast, because my second shot is supposed to be on Tuesday. I think Tuesday. Hold on, let me check. This is fast. No, maybe it is Wednesday. It's the 13th. No, it's Tuesday. That's supposed to be the worst day for that. So I'm going to have to record like Wednesday's podcast early in advance. I don't know. I have my card still. That was the biggest fear, is losing the card, because it is just such an awkward, like, it's an awkward shape. It's just awkward. So I don't like needles. So I'm getting all the needles out of the way. The dentist today, and then the vaccine on Tuesday. And I don't know what I can do when I get vaccinated differently. I don't know. Do I wear a shirt, you think? Or do I just have to tell? Is it like CrossFit, where I have to tell everybody I'm vaccinated? If you see me out in public, Chen, how are you? I'm vaccinated. Do I need to drop that bomb on somebody? Do I get like, I know I get a free Krispy Kreme. Can I get the whole box instead of this one donut? How does this work? You know, I will say the one odd thing too about the place I got the vaccine from is a hospital. The building they were using as like the COVID shot place, definitely an old admin building. And like it looked very post-apocalyptic because it's dusty like everywhere. It's like the building had not been used for 2 years. And I was walking through and there's like an old mask in the windowsill and there's dust everywhere. And I was like, I can't imagine this is how we're supposed to be doing this. Now, I'm no doctor. I do my first aid merit badge, but I can't imagine like this is the ideal situation for that. So again, that's our sauces. We'll hopefully get an update from her soon, but let's get into this thing, shall we?
You're in the Thought Shower with Intern John.
I have been blessed during the lockdown and pandemic and whatever the hell you call this past year. I started bringing Chewy to work because let's backtrack. So the world shut down, right? I worked from home for maybe 2 weeks. And so that was great. Chewy'd come in the podcast studio. We'd hang out. We'd have fun. We'd play games. And then because there was nowhere to go after, like, I found myself spending a lot of time at home. Like, the gyms were closed. Everything was closed. So I spent a lot of time at home. And, like, it was very nice. And then, by the way, man, I should mention this too. It'll be a year of my morning show on Tuesday as well. So what better way to celebrate than this show than get my COVID vaccine? So thank you for that. So it was like a year ago yesterday, I got the call like, hey, we're basically giving you the reins and so on and so forth. So very, very grateful for that. And I brought Chewy to work and he's basically been there every single day. And I think because for me, it's easier for, well, I think it benefits both of us. For me, he's certainly a stress reliever because when I was in Des Moines, Chewy would be in the studio with me every single day. And like when I was feeling like bad about a break or feeling lonely, like I made the wrong choice, just looking over and seeing my guy, I was like, all right, cool. Like everything's going to be fine. So it's kind of the same thing at the radio station where it's like, he's not like a licensed therapy dog or like anything like that as I hit the microphone stand. But he does like provide that like relief for me. Like he does like, it's a very, well, until he starts crying. When he starts crying, he has the exact inverse effect as he's supposed to. So he's been to work nearly every day unless I had to go somewhere afterwards. Like go to the gym, go to a meeting, whatever. So like that's been nice. I think it's going to be hard for him as well. Oh, Sauce is texting me. She's up. Hold on. Wait, I'm going to call her real quick because she didn't know I was doing this. Let me just call her real quick. This is what we call live podcast while recording. Hold on 1 second. Please, hopefully she doesn't say anything offensive.
What?
Hey, I'm recording the podcast. Say hi.
What?
I'm recording the podcast. Say hi.
Are you serious? I literally set an alarm.
Why? Well, I figured you wanted to sleep in because how are you feeling?
Fine.
There's no side effects from day two?
Dude, are you f***ing me?
No, nah, well, I can stop it and start recording in the new.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Why?
They set an alarm.
But I wanted to start early just in case like you weren't feeling well so I could have it done and still be on time for the dentist. So but do you want to stay on the line? Or I can start over?
I don't care.
Well, how do you feel?
My arm just hurts.
Does it hurt your left arm or right arm shot?
My left arm.
Okay, so does it feel like for me, it felt like I had dropped like a dumbbell on my shoulder. Is that how your arm feels?
I don't, it's just like sore, but, everybody says it like, I don't know. I asked like a ton of people, like 8 to 16 hours in is when the side effects get really bad.
But you're at least 8 in obviously, right? You gotta be getting close.
Yeah. So I got done at 1:30 yesterday. So it's 7:15 now in the morning. It is. I don't know what's that math?
That is math in general. So
so it's like 15 hours.
Okay, so you're getting close. And you have the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
What are the usual side effects for that? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I don't have a fever. I just took my temperature. I don't know. I think that she said that I'll probably get a fever and I'll get chills and probably like a headache. And she said that she recommends that I don't take any pain reliever so that my body learns how to fight, you know, it better.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird? So my brother got Moderna, and he got it done at his college, so he goes to WVU.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my mom. My mom was telling me a story yesterday because I knew that he got that. But she was like, yeah, well, when he got his shot, there were kids passing out when they got it. And I was like, what? And I was like, Mom, that doesn't sound right. But I don't know. I'm not a medical professional whatsoever.
Well, for the Moderna shot, they had to sit down and do self-evaluation for 15 minutes.
Well, no, that's what they did for me, okay, too. But basically, the nurse was saying that college kids, like boys specifically, I think, their antibodies like are fighting so hard that it makes them so tired that they sometimes pass out.
That's interesting.
But she said it happens so fast for the like college age boys that's why like sometimes they pass out.
That's interesting.
Kobe said that 4 kids when he got done passed out.
Well, and you went to the boonies, right? Atlanta. You weren't in like Atlanta. Oh, you drove like an hour and a half away.
I did, and I know. I'm gonna get a bunch of stuff because I know Johnson & Johnson. Everybody's been sending me all of it. My boss has been freaking out. My dad's freaking out. I know.
Oh, yeah, because they recall a bunch of the shots, right?
They did it literally the exact time when I was there, though. Like, actually. Like, it happened, like, as I was getting it done.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, and I had seen, like, the news articles and stuff, so I was like, you know what? Like, I was going to be fine. God represent Baltimore. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But also, like, I don't know, whatever.
No. So the title is Georgia becomes third state to shut down Johnson & Johnson vaccine site after adverse reactions.
It literally happened when I was getting it done.
Dude. Okay.
Like, actually. So,
But like, I feel like that, like, you probably okay, because I can't, like, the vaccine you actually took probably wasn't made, like, that day. You know what I mean? It's probably made, like, weeks ago.
Well, I think, what I read was that people were having the, sorry, my alarm was going off. But that happened, like, right away.
Hmm. Oh, like, so, like, yeah, so you're fine.
So I was fine, and I sat there for 20 minutes. I did, though. I drove to Rome, Georgia.
How was it?
It was, like, it was about an hour and 20 minutes from the city. It was actually really cool because, well, I mean, there was some traffic on the way. But anyway, it was really cool because it's, like, this, like, little town. It's in the middle of nowhere. And the pharmacy was so old, there wasn't an area code even, like, for the phone number. It was just so nice, like, because I was going to be late because I thought my appointment was at 1:30, but it was at 1:15, and I hit a bunch of traffic trying to leave the city, and so I called, and they were just so nice, and I got there, and it's just, like, a really small town, like, everybody that was there getting their shots, like, literally were there, like, they were, like, locals, you know, so, like, they all knew each other, and
let me ask you this, is it a place you would go back to just to, like, visit?
I don't know because I didn't really get to see anything in the town. Like all I saw was a gas station, and then right next to the gas station was the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Well, but it was really cute.
So yeah, I love small towns though. Like that's like kind of like the best thing about small towns. The little,
and they're so nice. They gave me a 2021 calendar. I got a pen, and then she's like, let me guess, your favorite sucker color is blue. I was like, wait, yeah.
Oh my God, do you know me?
Cause she's like, Shelby, I forgot to give you a sucker. I was like, oh my God, no.
But also yes.
But yeah, like I was like, yes, I would really like one, please.
Hey, can we talk about last night?
Okay, what happened?
You like you're a bad person because you now your new thing is, and this is the most annoying thing. And I hate that people do this, especially to me, is send the voice notes instead of typing out a text message. And you, at one point last night, I said, why don't you just call me? Because it was just voice memo, mm-hmm. voice memo, voice memo, voice memo, voice memo. And at that point, just call.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to, like, stand up for myself or are you
no, because I'm not done yet. Because it's also, like, at one point, you had sent one. Maybe this was Thursday. Because I had to be somewhere. I was in a car. That's what it was. I was in an Uber. And you kept sending them. Like, I'm not going to open these in private. And then I sent you a screenshot or I posted on Instagram. I was like, this is what text conversation with Shelby's like. Because it's just voice memo, voice memo, voice memo. And then you have the audacity to complain about what I have you as my phone.
Yeah, because that's annoying.
I had you as intern sauce.
I'm not an intern. Like, we've had this conversation so many times now that, yes, I am going to complain about it. I haven't been an intern for so long.
But I always save people as what, like, where I met them as. So, Hoodie is intern Andrew.
I understand that. But, like, I'm not an intern.
Okay. Neither am I.
Like, I'd be less offended if you just had my full name as your thing.
Okay, what am I? Also, pause. What am I on your phone?
You're IJ.
Okay,
you're IJ.
I prefer to be called John Jr.
I prefer to be called IJ. Literally, like I am. You are in my phone as what you like to be called.
Right now,
you don't even like to be called Intern John.
That would sound weird.
But also, okay, wait. I have like two other things to tell you, but first. Yeah, I do send voice. Oh my God. my alarm keeps going off so I can wake up and do the podcast with my friend.
Here we are.
So I keep sending voice memos because sometimes I just don't feel like typing out the whole thing. So I'll send a voice memo really quick, but I don't feel like calling you.
Voice memos are here's the thing about voice memos. They're convenient for the person sending them, not for the one receiving, and not even close. It's not even close. Okay. Because like a text, like you can read on the screen, like if your phone's even locked, be like, okay, cool. Voice memos, like you have to actually go and open it. That is like a per the last email text thing. You might as well FaceTime me. That's almost as annoying as that.
Dude, what's the difference? Like you got a haircut once and you're like, just got my haircut. I was like, cool. How's it look? And you FaceTime me. And I was like, you can take a picture and send it to me. Like, what is the difference?
What's the difference? It's my hair. What? Hey, but guess what you're my phone now as?
Shelby.
Unknown contact.
Yeah, that's so messed up, dude. Like, grow up. Okay, wait. I have another thing to tell you.
Okay. Hurry up.
Did I tell you this yesterday?
I don't know. Shelby, I don't know. You haven't told me.
So yesterday I get home, I get home from Rome, Georgia.
Okay.
And I had like a bunch of boxes in the mailroom and okay. I get them and there's this box is really like up to my chest and I'm like almost 5 feet. So it's a pretty big box. And I like get it upstairs. I literally had to drag it upstairs because I had so much like stuff in my hands that like the boxes that I did have were like so big that I couldn't like carry it. So I dragged it, and I open it, and it's from my grandma,
okay.
And it's a picture of myself, like one of those caricature. I can't say that word. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, caricatures.
Yeah, drawings that I got when I was like six with my grandfather. I don't even know where though, and it has my name on it, but it's spelled wrong. My grandmother has had this thing since I was six. I don't know. I haven't talked to her yet because obviously I just wasn't sure how I'd be feeling. I didn't want to call her.
Yeah.
Call her today. But like, I literally was like, okay, first of all, why did she send this to me? Does she not want it anymore? Like, if you don't want it, like, I wouldn't have been offended if she just threw it away. Honestly, I never would have known. Like, I wouldn't have.
Well, that's one of those things too. But it's like, what are you gonna do with it?
It's in my closet. I don't know what to do with it. I really don't. And I know that it's like the thought that counts, and I'm very grateful that she said it to me. Okay. I'm not mad about it, but I'm just like, what do I, like, if I hung that up somewhere, people would be like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, to be fair, I'd like to make fun of you, but look at my house. So.
Also, the middle name isn't my middle name on it. So
what,
I'm just
what,
like.
What, don't say what your middle name is, but like, what, how off is it?
It's just like a little bit off, but it's like, because my grandfather would always call me this name that wasn't my name. So I know that's why I know I was with my grandfather when I got done. Because I was like, what he used to call me.
He did it as a joke?
I think he just would forget. I don't really know. Like, because I'd be like, Grandpa, like, my middle name is this. And he'd be like, I know. And then he'd do it all the time. But he would literally introduce me with my middle name.
Oh, my. Well.
Like, you know, like in Clifford, Emily Elizabeth.
It's been a minute since I read Clifford.
But like that was her name, like Emily Elizabeth. So he would act like that was my name.
Yeah, you know, with your family, it's hard.
He's from Minnesota.
Well, he's a good man then. It's hard to tell if that was like a joke, if that was a spiteful thing, or if he forgot.
I think he was forgetting all the time. I think maybe he was mad that my parents just had to make my middle name different.
Is this one framed?
It is framed. Yes, it's framed.
Huh. That's like the thing too. It's like when your parents save like it like the hand-me-downs of like old artwork and crap. It's like my parents, I mean, I don't have any of my artwork, but like if they did though, I'd be like, I don't really want this stuff. I don't think I don't want them. Yeah. I don't want them to throw it away. But it's like,
but I would like this thing. It's just like something you get on a cruise ship. So if she threw it away, I wouldn't have known. And I wouldn't have been offended if she was like, yeah. Because I know that she's like, she's going to be selling her house this summer, I think. And so I'm like, I would not be upset at all.
Well, I can't. Can you send me a photo of it?
Yeah, I'll send you a photo of it.
Dude, that I'm sure it's lovely. Listen, if you don't want it, I'll take it.
Dude, I will send it to you. My friend Kate, I sent her a picture of it. And she was like, why is there a cat?
Wait, there's a cat?
There's a cat and a bird in the background of it.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, because I used to have a cat.
Oh, the one your dad found?
The one I found also with my father, yes.
Yeah, but he's the one that heard it, didn't he? Isn't the cat you found at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Batman?
No, the cat's name was Oliver.
I thought the cat's name was Batman. Is that a different cat?
That was a different cat. There's Batman, Tigger, and Oliver. But Tigger's name was Antigone.
What?
Yeah, my mom went through like a Greek phase because she wanted my middle name to be Olympia.
What?
Yep. And my dad said no, but if that would have been cool because my initials would have been SOS.
Okay. All right, Shelby.
Can you imagine that I just woke up and I'm just this full of life?
Yeah, because you probably slept for like 12 hours.
I did. I slept for a long time.
Okay. Hey, listen. This has been great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you have.
No, thank you for calling.
Listen, I hope you have. Would you be more pissed if I was like, "Hey, I can't talk. I'm doing the podcast."
kind of, probably, yeah.
And now I have to go back and take out your dirty language. If you hear a bad edit earlier, it's because Sauce used a naughty word that we don't use in this podcast, because we are family friendly, fam.
I'm sorry.
I hope you get no side effects. What are you doing today?
Well, last night before I fell asleep, I started rearranging and reorganizing stuff in my apartment. So I feel like I'd like to clean that.
That's exciting.
I have to go to the studio, and then I'm going to lunch with my friend, one of my coworkers' girlfriends.
Nice.
Unless I don't feel well, but I mean, it's pretty early right now.
You have any plans for this evening?
I don't know. For this evening? No. So almost all of my friends are going to be out of town this weekend.
But that's nice, because isn't Kate coming down next weekend?
Yeah. So I did talk to one girl I met on Bumble BFF, and so we might do something. I just don't know how I'm going to feel. So I only talked to like two people to make plans for tonight.
Well, I was talking the podcast before you joined us that my shot's on Tuesday, so we have to figure out how to record Wednesday's podcast, because I might be, you know me, I like attention, and I don't like pain. So I'm going to milk this thing as much as I can.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks. Yeah, I mean, we can do it on Monday.
Dude, listen, well, I hope you have a lovely day today. I do.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You know what I'm doing? Well, no, you didn't ask. I'm not going to tell you. You can follow Sauce at Shelby Sauce. You can
follow
me at Intern John Radio. I'm about to go to the dentist, which is very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Going to go to like a birthday brunch party, which is very exciting. And then I don't know after that. Either go to see our friend,
well, have fun.
See our friend Charles Lee, or see our friend Chewy Radio. We'll see. Dude. So,
oh my God.
This is a side note. Did you bring, because I bought you for Christmas like one of those weighted blankets. Did you like bring it down with you? I hope so, right? I can't, you gotta talk.
My alarm keeps going off.
Okay. Did you leave your weighted blanket down in Atlanta?
I did not, because I thought I'd make the truck too heavy.
10 pounds?
I'm kidding. No, I forgot it, though.
Okay. Forgot it where?
My parents' house.
Okay, well, I have mine, and the best is Chewy's gets knocked out, because it's like, you know, like yours, I think, was 10, mine was like 20. So for Chewy, it's like, Chewy weighs 8 pounds. He ain't moving, bro.
But does he get stuck? Like, do you get stuck?
No, because he still sleeps to my leg, so it's still like, he has a pocket.
Oh, so like, he literally like makes it like his journey to like get down there.
Yeah, it's a struggle. So he's tired by the time he gets to his area.
Oh my God.
Okay. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you on Monday.
Okay, have a great day.
I'm talking to the listener.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
More Thought Shower online at thethoughtshower.com.
She actually hung up during the You can't make it up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.